God don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you please turn with me to the book of St. Luke? Amen. One of the four gospel writers. Amen. 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 Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Amen. We're going to concentrate on that 20th verse. Amen. When you get it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord. Amen. Everybody have it? Amen. 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 That's St. Luke. Amen. St. Luke chapter 7. And we're going to concentrate on that 20th verse.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And it reads, when the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?
All right.
May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word.
Right.
Amen, 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 amen. Or look we for another. For a few moments this morning, church, I would like to talk to you about the real deal. The real deal.
All right, all right.
The real deal.
All right.
Amen. Because, church, we live in this world where everything is going on. We have famine.
That's right.
We have earthquake. We have hurricanes. We have tornadoes.
You're right.
Yes.
We have sickness. We have people that are homeless.
My Lord.
We have people that don't know where the next meal is coming from.
Right. All right.
We have families against family.
Well.
We have husbands against wives.
Well.
Amen. We have children against children. Children against mother and father.
Yeah.
And in this world that we live in. But be a good cheer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be a good
yes,
cheer.
Sir. Yes, sir.
God is still sitting on the cross.
Amen.
And those things that are happening today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Ecclesiastes said, that's nothing new.
That's right.
That's nothing new.
All right, sir. All
they right. did it in time past.
You're right. You're
and they're
right.
going to do it. They're going to continue
right.
to do it again.
Yeah.
Amen. These things, the word of God says, these things must be.
That's right.
Amen. That's amen. Right. And that to tell us that we need to get our house in on.
Amen. Amen.
Because we don't know when.
That's right.
God is going to return.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Tell it, Paul.
We understand in this part of the lesson in Luke chapter 7, John was the forerunner of Jesus. Amen. What was to come? Amen. If you read your lesson this morning, if you had backed up a little bit, amen, you would have seen John coming into fruition. Amen, amen. John was the forerunner.
Yes, sir.
And if you look through life, you always have someone there that going before you.
Well, well.
Telling you
well,
what does,
well,
said the Lord.
All right.
Many preachers have stood in my place telling you what does, said the Lord.
All right.
In Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born.
That's right. That's
unto us a son is given.
That's right. That's
the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful.
That's right.
Counselor.
That's right.
The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you put all them together. That's a comma between each and every last one of them. Amen. Those are the things that he are. Amen, amen. We got to understand in our lesson today of Matthew 11 and 2, John find himself in prison.
Yeah.
And about to be beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
John find himself in despair. So he sent two of his followers out on a mission.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And the mission is to find out if Jesus is the real deal.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Amen, amen. You got to understand, church, John has been telling the world that Christ was coming.
That's right, that's right.
He has spent his life and his ministry telling the people that repent of their sins.
Amen, amen.
And he said, also said, there will come one after me.
That's right.
That is greater than himself.
Yes, sir.
Who will take away the sins of the world.
Yes, sir.
But at the end of John's life, you got to understand, John is behind prison walls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a question on John's mind.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
Well, all is worth it.
Uh-huh.
All of my preaching.
Wow.
All of my witnessing.
My.
I spent a life serving God.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it worth it?
My.
That's the question you need to ask yourself.
Huh. Wow.
The question John wanted to know is simply, is Jesus better?
Right.
Yeah.
Is he better than I am? Is he better than the prophet that went on before him?
Well,
is he better than the honor that God would send to change the world?
Mm-hmm.
Is he better than the angels?
Mm-hmm.
Is he better than anything the world ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
That's why John told his disciples to find out
right
if he is the one we've been looking for.
All right, all right.
Or should we keep on looking?
All right, all right.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right.
Amen. A lot of us find ourselves at this point where our life need to be changed.
Well, well.
People need to be delivered.
Well.
Relationships need to be mended.
Mm-hmm.
Families need to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Souls need to be saved.
All right, all right.
Amen, amen, right. Amen. And they are looking, I'm talking about our family, our friends, they are looking to find out if we have what we have is real or not.
All right. All right.
Can they see Christ in us?
My Lord. My Lord. All right, Pastor.
They want to know if this Jesus that we talk about so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he here?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that can put our families back together?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to realize, church, people are looking.
Yes, sir.
People are searching.
Yes, sir.
But they are searching in the wrong place.
All right.
Can they see God in you?
All right. All right.
Is he the one that can deliver them from their habits that are destroying their lives?
All right.
These people, the world, want to know if what we say we have, is it real?
All right.
Is it real or not?
Mm-hmm.
That's why church is so important, that our witness
mm-hmm.
to the world doesn't look like the witness of the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all right, Pastor. Amen.
The world needs something different.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They need to see something unlike what they already have.
Yeah.
If our faith is helpless and hopeless, the rest of our faith, the rest of the faith of the world, then what we do. Really, what do we have to offer?
Mm-hmm.
If they see us being helpless,
well,
if they see us being hopeless,
that's right.
What do they have to look at?
That's right.
What do they have to look at?
That's right.
Are they looking? And when they look at us, do they see us all down and out just because it ain't go our way?
Well.
Are they seeing us when sickness come upon us? Or do they see us still praying to God? Or do they see us want somebody to come and see about us?
Yeah.
When our boss man treat us wrong, do they still see the God in us?
All right.
When somebody scandalize our name, do they still see the God in us?
All right.
People are looking at us.
Yes, sir.
Whether or not this God we serve is real or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is real,
Mama. Oh, yes, Mama.
Amen.
He's real.
Amen.
He's real.
Amen.
See, sir, it is interesting to me that when these men showed up, wanted to know if he was real, if he was the real deal or not.
Uh-huh.
What did they find Jesus doing? He was busy doing the work of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. He was busy healing, delivering, setting people free from stuff that was destroying their lives.
Amen.
And that's why I asked the question. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked the question. I wonder sometimes what people who are looking for the real deal will find when they come to Mount Zion.
Wow. All right. Wow. All right, sir.
They looking for the real deal. When they find it, when they come through the doors of Mount Zion.
All right.
I wonder if they find people alive, people being healed.
Amen. Tell it.
Or will they find people that can't get along with each other?
All right.
Do they find people concerned about their own lives?
Instead
of trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
What will they find when they come through the door?
Yes.
Mount Zion.
Yes.
That's a question that we all must ask ourselves.
Yes, sir. Right.
What will they find when they come through the door?
Amen.
People are looking for a way out.
Yes, bro. Thank you.
People are looking for a way out.
Thank you.
Are they situations? Yeah. Are they circumstances?
Yeah.
They are looking. And while they looking, will they find it in each one of us?
Thank you, Lord.
Will they find it in each one of us? We got to realize this is a building that we come to church in. Will they find it in each one of our lives today?
All right.
Will they find it? When somebody comes, mind is messed up.
Yes.
Body is messed up.
Yes.
Will they find it when they come to us?
Amen.
Or will they go back through the door still in prison in their mind?
My.
Oh, amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Yes.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Yes.
I was blind, but now I see. What will they find when they come through the door of Mount Zion? Or will they find out what they already have?
Well.
Will they find out what they find when they come through the door of Mount Zion?
Tell it.
Something they already have.
My.
Because when you come through the door, you got to lose some things.
Yeah.
You don't go back the same way.
Yeah.
Because if you go back the same way, you ain't got nothing.
Right.
Because your mind ain't set. God can stand here today and tell you that the word of God is going forward.
Yes, sir.
You are blocking it if you go back out the door the same way.
Amen. Amen.
Because I ain't going to let him catch me with my work undone.
Yeah.
Because when he asked me, Larry, did you tell him?
My Lord.
December the 4th.
My Lord.
2017. I told him that you was the real deal.
My Lord.
2016. Okay. Amen. Because if what we have is not better than what they already have, they are not going to stay too long.
You're right.
Let me repeat that again.
You're right.
Let me repeat that. Because if what we claim we have, if it's not better than an individual already have, they're going to be gone.
All right.
That's why we got to show them that Jesus is the real deal.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. We got to show them that you need Jesus.
Amen.
You need Jesus. You don't need nobody else.
Well,
you need the love of God.
Yeah.
They need something that can put their lives back together.
That's right. Yeah.
They need something that can heal and deliver them. If you need to be delivered from something, only God can do that.
Amen. Amen.
If you need to be healed, that's enough healing in the hem of his garment.
Yes, sir.
He's still in the healing business.
Right.
All sickness is not unto death.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got to realize by his stripes,
yes, sir,
we are healed.
Yes, sir.
Today.
Yes, sir.
If you need healing, God got it.
Amen.
If you need deliverance, God got it.
Yeah.
If you need anything, if you need strength, God got it. That you need. You have not because you ask not.
All right. All right.
And you better make sure you ask him.
Yes,
with a clean heart.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Because Psalm 66 says, if you know whole iniquity in your heart, God does not hear you. If you got envy in your heart, you got hatred in your heart, if you got malice in your heart, God does not hear your prayer.
All right, sir.
He does not hear your prayer.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
That's why the Bible tells us, if you got a fault against your brother,
yeah,
bring your offering to the host.
Yeah.
Leave it there. Go make it right with the brother.
Yeah. Amen.
That's make word. It right with him.
That's word.
I don't want nothing to stop my blessing.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Tell it, preacher.
You got to understand, Jesus came doing a different thing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Jesus
right.
said, I'm doing a new thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. You got to understand, wasn't nobody doing what Jesus
you're
was doing.
Right. You're right.
Jesus came healing. Jesus came yes, forgiving the sinner
my
of God. All their sins.
My
amen. He came doing what nobody else could do.
You're right.
He came making a difference.
Amen.
He came in a way that others only dream about.
That's
why he said, I'm going to do a new thing.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. So my question is still, what are the people going to find when they come to Mount Zion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Are they going to find people living who and what they say they are?
Yeah.
Are they going to find people when they say, I love Jesus? Yeah. Can you see it in their walk of life?
Right. Right.
Can you see it in their talk of life?
Yeah. Right.
What are they going to find?
Right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to understand Luke 7:23 and said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended of me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not offended of God, you're not worried about what nobody says. Can I see God
my
in
Lord.
You?
Yeah.
That's all right, Pastor.
Yes,
that's all right.
Because the Bible says, if you're ashamed of me,
yeah.
I'll be ashamed of you.
Lord,
amen, amen.
Lord,
so that's why choose ye this day.
Yeah.
Whom you gonna serve?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
John the Baptist
yes.
ministry was repentance.
Yes.
Turn away from it.
That's right.
Don't keep doing it.
That's right.
Don't keep doing it.
That's right.
A lot of people got the notion that we have a right to sin. No, you don't.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
You don't have no right to tell nobody nothing.
Yes.
You don't have no right to bless nobody out.
Yes.
You don't have no right. Vengeance is mine, that's says the Lord.
Amen.
I will repay.
Amen.
You turn that individual over to God.
That's right.
Amen. You turn it over to God.
Amen.
Let God handle it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Repentance.
Yeah.
A lot of them say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. But then I'm going to ask for forgiveness.
Lord have mercy.
Lord help us all.
Lord have mercy.
Lord help us all.
Lord have mercy.
If we think we're going to get away with that.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. All right, Pastor.
He ain't getting away with nothing. Amen. Now, we got to understand.
Yes.
John 10:10 so tell us that the thief come not but to steal and to kill and destroy.
That's right.
Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is
Amen.
The real deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus told them that he was not only there only to fulfill the prophecy. and the preaching of John the Baptist. But he had also come to give life more abundantly.
Amen. Yes, amen. Amen.
See, church, this word will promise us so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much this word will promise us.
Well.
So much. All kinds of pleasures.
Well, well.
Hebrews 11 and 25. Mm. Moses, when he was older and began to know better, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
That's right.
Amen. He refused. That's over there in Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But Hebrew is quoting Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Moses told him, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
That's right.
Than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season.
Amen.
I'd rather suffer with you. Than to be out there in the world.
Amen.
See, church, there will be times in order for you to be a witness of the gospel. You will have to go through some type of suffering.
Amen. You're right.
Ain't none of us exempt from suffering.
You're right.
You think you're going to go through your life on flower bed ease? I hate to bust your bubble this morning.
Right. Amen.
Keep on living.
Amen.
You're going to be in your valley.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a valley experience.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be like David.
Mm-hmm.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
Why? Because thou art with me.
That's right.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
Amen. And then he goes to the fourth, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
Yes.
Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
And what David said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
That's all right, sir.
You're going to have some suffering in this life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we all have choices to make.
Well.
Either to walk with God.
That's right.
Or not walk with Him.
Amen.
And every time we sin, we ain't walking with Him.
You're right.
Because ain't no big sin, ain't no little sin.
Amen.
It all sin, and it all stinks in God's
nostrils.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
How can I tell you about your sin when I got a beam in mine?
Amen.
See, that person always looking for fault in everybody else.
Yeah.
People always look for fault in everybody else.
Yeah.
And can't see the fault in yourself. Amen. I'm here to tell you something. I fall sometimes.
Amen.
Sometimes I get slow sometimes. Sometimes I get knocked down sometimes. But glory be to God, I don't have to stay there. I can get up and say, God, forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me for what I said. Forgive me for what I thought. God, forgive me. And created me a clean heart. And renew within me a right spirit. That I might serve you.
Amen.
God has been so good to us.
That's all right, Pastor.
We can either do everything the world tells us to do, or we can suffer once in a while. I'm willing to suffer once in a while. I'm willing to suffer once in a while. If Jesus suffered for me, I'm willing to suffer once in a while. I ain't saying I'm going to do it all the time. I said once in a while. I'm willing to go through some things once in a while. Amen. I'm willing.
Yes, sir.
I'm willing to go through some things. Because I know trouble don't last.
Amen.
When I get to the end of my rope, I just tie knot. And hang on. Because I know my Father got my back.
Amen.
Church, we must understand that a pleasure in sin. Sin is easy to get into.
All right.
He'll make it look good to you, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Sin, because Satan will make sin look good. Woo!
Amen. You're right.
See, I've been there.
You're right.
You're still going through it. I'm not exempt from it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Still have my ups and still have my down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Make sin look good to you. There's no doubt. There's no doubt there are something that this flesh would rather do than to follow Jesus.
You're right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen? Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. That's why Paul said there's a war going on.
Yeah.
There's a war going on. All right. Amen. The spirit against the flesh. The flesh against the spirit.
All right.
There's a war going on.
Good.
I'm not perfect. I never claim to be perfect. But I'm striving.
Yes, sir.
For
yes,
perfection.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Yes, and we must understand that these pleasures, they only last for a season.
Amen. 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 Amen.
In other words, they don't last too long. They are brief. Amen. Amen. It might feel good for a little while.
You're right. You're right.
But then the pain comes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. The hurts come.
Yes, my Lord.
Amen, amen. Those things destroy relationships.
Amen, amen.
They destroy families.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Then you have a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Y'all know how it used to be.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen, amen, yeah. Amen. Y'all know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, I ain't speaking to no.
Yes,
I ain't speaking no kid. Y'all know it.
Amen. You're right. You're right.
Amen, amen. And what those things do, they destroy our witness.
Yes, amen.
Because
yes,
we claim to be
yes,
God sent. God filled. Holy Ghost delivered.
Well,
but yet and still, they can't see God in us. And what we're doing, we are destroying our witness.
That's
we are destroying our witness.
That's right.
When people can't see God in us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we called our brothers and sisters to stone.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we must understand that a lot of people are going through things.
Amen.
A lot of people have problems.
Amen.
A lot of people are struggling with stuff much deeper than what I can even think of.
You're right. You're right.
Amen.
Right.
They are struggling.
Right.
They are struggling. There are addictions.
Mm.
Amen. There are anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
But emotional pain.
That's
spiritual
right.
pain. People are going through something.
Amen.
We all are messed up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all got some things that are going on with us.
You're right. You're right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. But we got to understand, church, Jesus is the real deal.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He is the real deal.
Yes, sir.
He is the real deal. And those situations you can be going through, they could be come from real childhood.
Mm-hmm.
They could be childhood things. That you won't let go and you bring it up and they're keeping you down.
You're right.
We gotta learn how to let go some things.
You're right.
Because if we continue to bring those things from the past up, those things are gonna keep us down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those things are gonna keep us down.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Some of us have disappointment in life.
Well,
amen.
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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Some of us make mistakes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All
amen.
Right.
Amen.
All right.
All of us sin. Amen.
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 And a lot of us haven't forgiven our individual.
My Lord.
That wronged us.
Amen.
A lot of us haven't forgiven or individual that wronged us in the past.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you better let that mess go.
Amen.
You better let that mess go.
Amen.
That person that they haven't forgiven you are going on living their life and you send them power over something. That's all you have to do is say, I forgive you and move on.
Amen.
But every time you see that person,
my Lord, Lord have mercy.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
You just quench up every time you see that person.
Lord have mercy.
That's why your teeth, you be grinding your teeth so fast.
Amen. Amen.
Every time you see that individual.
Amen.
And then sometimes you'll walk around. You see them over there. You see them over there in the pot section. You know you need a pot, but you'll go around here to another section. So you won't have to deal with that individual.
You're right. You're right.
You better let that mess go.
Right.
You better let that mess go.
You're right.
Because what you're doing, you are stunning your growth.
Amen.
You are blocking your blessing.
Amen.
You go up to that person as that person could have changed their life.
That's right. That's right.
That person could have asked for forgiveness, have changed their life.
Amen.
You won't know because you're still mad.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And if they still mad at you, so what?
That's right. That's right.
They can't put you in heaven. They can't put you in hell.
Amen.
You put yourself in those situations.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
We got to learn how to let go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And let go.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have sinned.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
We got to understand.
Mm.
Instead of taking it to the Lord, we tend to create our own problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We continue to create our own problems instead of taking them to God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Some of us use drugs.
Well. Yeah.
Some of us use alcohol.
Well.
Some of us use food.
Well.
Some of us use sex.
Well.
Some of us use worldliness.
Mm.
Some of us use popularity.
Well.
See, you ain't doing but creating your own God.
Amen.
And my Bible says, whoever you in your members to, you serve it as you.
That's right.
All right.
So if you give away to those things, that's your daddy.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
They become a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we feel pain, we fall on that crutch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We fall on that crutch.
Yeah.
We become obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
We become fixated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that you are obsessed to or fixated on, it is your God that you are serving.
All right, all right.
So the question that people are trying to answer when they come here today is Jesus that we worship and talk about better than what they already have.
Well,
amen.
Well.
Is Jesus better?
Mm-hmm.
We got to realize a thief come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I have come.
Yeah.
That you might have life.
That's right.
And have it more abundant.
All right. All right.
Are we living the abundant life?
Yeah.
Are we living a life like Paul described in 2 Peter 2 and 22? The dog is turned unto his vomit.
My.
Again.
Lord have mercy.
And the saw
that
was washed in old water in the mire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about backsliders.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about backsliders.
Mm-hmm.
That one that go back to the same place that they once were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That person that have left their first love.
Right, right.
Because when we are in Christ, church, we are a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Old things are passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, all things become new. Amen. I was once dirty. But now I'm clean.
Amen.
Amen. Because his blood has washed me white as snow.
That's right.
Amen. When I was out there doing everything I possibly can do, God still loved
me. Amen. Amen.
God still loved me.
Yes, sir.
But I'm so thankful today that I made up in my mind. I made it up in my mind to serve God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
I made it up in my mind to choose him this day.
Yeah, all right.
That's all right. Who I'm going to serve.
All right. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
And see, you got to understand, as John there, sitting in the prison cell, having spent his life preaching about one who will come after him, John was there waiting for an answer.
Yeah. Yes,
sir.
Is Jesus better?
My.
Amen. And if you go on and read that whole entire chapter of the book of Luke, chapter 7, and he said, and when his disciples returned, they repeated what Jesus told them.
Yeah.
Then Jesus answered, said unto them, go your way. and tell John what things ye have seen and heard.
That's right.
Oh, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended.
Amen.
In
me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those are the words Jesus sent.
That's right.
Back to tell John.
That's right. That's right.
And what they told John. Don't worry about it, John.
All right, all right.
Don't worry, John. And John, don't you be offended.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because we have found out he is better.
Amen.
He is the real
thing.
Amen. He is the real thing.
Amen.
He's better than a lie that the devil has been telling us.
That's right.
Amen. He's better than sin that has been destroying people's souls.
All right.
Don't you be ashamed, John, of him. He is the real deal.
Amen.
Amen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor are the gospel, the poor and the gospel is preached.
Mm-hmm.
They go on to tell John. What you've been preaching and prophesying about,
right,
John?
Right.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. John, he's here.
Amen.
Amen, John,
amen.
He's here.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And John, and what you're doing, John, it was for a reason.
That's right.
Amen. It was for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. John, I'm here to tell you that the things that you've done, it was not in vain.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
because right. Jesus is better.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, amen. Well, we don't understand, church. We find ourselves doing everything, seeking everybody, well, and that going every place. But I'm here to tell you this morning, December the 4th, 2016,
yes,
that Jesus is better.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He tells us only Jesus can satisfy.
That's right. That's right.
What the enemy of our soul pushes as a satisfaction and gratification is short-lived.
Right.
And it leaves us wounded and destroyed. That's why the psalmist in 145:16, thou open thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, church, only God can do that.
That's right.
Only God can satisfy what you need.
Amen.
Only God can. See, the world will leave you hungry.
That's right.
The world will leave you wanting more.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
world will leave you lost. But I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is better.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because he's satisfied. He doesn't leave your home destroyed. He doesn't leave your body scarred and bound to drugs and alcohol. He doesn't leave you full of sin and perversion. Jesus is better than all of that.
All right.
Jesus give us life and give it to us more abundantly. How many of us know that Jesus is better today?
Yes, sir.
How many of us know that Jesus is better today?
Right.
How many of us know that Jesus is better today?
Yes.
Is there somebody here that life has been changed about Jesus?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyone who have been delivered from the power of his power today?
Yes.
Can I get an amen today?
Amen.
Can I get an amen today?
Amen.
That Jesus is better.
Yes, sir.
What are you looking for this morning?
Yes.
What your family needs is here today.
Right.
What you need to be set free is here today.
Yeah.
What you need to be saved is here today.
Right.
What you need to find peace is here today. It's all because of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God sent his son.
Yes, sir.
Over 42 generations.
Yeah, yeah.
He sent him down to hang and die for our sins so that we may have a right to the tree of life.
Yes, sir.
He hung there all night.
My Lord.
All night. Friday night. He hung there all night. Saturday night. But early Sunday morning. Early Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hand. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is the real deal. Jesus is what we all need. Why are you going looking for somebody else when Jesus is there for you right now? All you got to do is step out of the house and come to know the Jesus that I'm talking about.
Amen.
He ain't not a baby anymore.
Right.
He's sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
And he's coming back again.
Right.
He's coming back again.
Right.
He's coming back again.
Right.
Don't let him catch it with your work undone.
Right.
He's coming back again.
Yes,
I'm talking about my Jesus today.
Yes,